What is up, Mr. Hey, Christian?
I'm Christian.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the Waste Management Podcast. I will be your host today, Christian, and my co-host, Adam. How's it going?
It's going great, but that actually sounds like actually really smooth. Like, you sound really? like the jazz radio stations where they're like, now you're chilling with 98.75.
We're going to be having our new rock station on. Everybody snap for the new poet getting on the stage.
All right. Well, welcome back. It is us. We are here. It's Waste Management. We are just known for
taking off the trash.
Smiles all around the world. You can even ask kids in orphanages. They'll be like, "What? Who's Waste Management?" They'll be like, "Oh, that's Christian and Adam. We love those guys. They gave us money."
We love to spread happiness around the world. That's our mission statement.
I spread happiness like I spread my peanut butter on my sandwiches. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we've been a little bit absent from our podcast creation. Did you spit it out the line? Ladies and gentlemen, we have been absent from our. No! Don't redo it. We're gonna have take. To redo it. No, it's a good take. It's a good take. Just keep it going. Okay. They'll think it's funny. I promise. But anyway, we have been a little bit absent on our podcast creation because of
life. It's been 5 months.
It's been 5 months, and we actually been quite busy during these tough times. COVID-19, you know, kind of cracking down on us.
COVID-19. That's a One Piece joke.
It's been cracking down on these tough times, so we've just been trying to put up with life. And we thought, since we have some free time today, we could work on our podcast.
We're gonna try our best to pump it up.
Like it's our middle child.
Yeah, I'm actually the youngest, so I've never been neglected. So I don't know what it feels like to be a podcaster run by us.
You only have two. You have one sibling.
I have one sibling, but I'm still the youngest, meaning I get the most attention.
Yeah, if you are the oldest sibling in our audience, please send us a like.
That reminds me. I don't know if you can see it from this, but if you were to go to like the anchor.fm/wastemanagement, you can see like where all the platforms our podcast is on. But also, you can send in a video message. I mean, not video message, an audio message. We haven't made like a Twitter or anything where if you want to put ideas, because like we're open to that. So for now,
we're out of ideas. We have a lot of ideas planned, but we would just like,
suggestions. Like to see what the audience likes, because we missed the first milestone, but we have 147 total plays, meaning we missed 10, 50, and 100. Three more to 150.
We're gonna do a celebratory episode for each one, but we kind of got a little sidetracked. But now we're, you know what? This will be the best episode ever. We already got laughs out.
So first, we'd just like to thank everyone, whoever watched the podcast, whoever tuned in. We have, according to the science over here, we have audience from all over the world. We got, you know, America, India, Australia, Kenya, Nigeria, Japan.
Can you watch it even more?
Malaysia, France, Senegal, Bahrain, Bulgaria, South Africa, Sweden, because our podcast is so sweet.
We have a diverse audience, so
yeah,
it's nice. It's nice to have a good diverse pool of people. Have our 146, so appreciate
two of them each are us. Viewer. I don't know if we make a Twitter or something, but like we need something like we could actually get like direct feedback from, because there's no I don't know if everyone wants, because we got one audio message and it was serotonin boost for months.
We are not, when we are alone in our rooms, it is not a happy time, but when we are together and we're talking to you guys, it's a great time. We have so much
especially
fun.
Like nowadays, because like, you know, you're stuck in your house, you know, happiness levels, morale kind of low, but then, you know, you turn on the podcast and then everything goes away.
It's just great. So we also made an apology video that said we were going to make more episodes, and then we proceeded to get...
Look, we can explain, okay? Things 2020 has not been... It started off... Actually, no, it's been horrible all around. February was kind of like last standing month of actual life.
But this time we actually will probably be a little less ambitious and
we're seniors.
We're gonna try to post an episode once a week during even though we're gonna balance online school,
N-I-O-R-S.
Going for college and this podcast.
Ciao.
That's what we're gonna try to do. And we don't have much social media left. So we are going to we don't have any social media like made. We're gonna plan if we get a big enough following, we'll start making
a Discord or a Twitter. I wish there was a thing you could put in through this, but there's only audio message. But I mean, if you guys want to, if you watch this and you want to put an audio message, just go to anchor.fm/waste management. There should be a button.
Please send us a nice audio message. It's
the only thing keeping us going.
it really makes our year. Let me tell you, it's a good thing. And I think that does that settle the introductions? Is that?
I think so. Yeah.
All right.
Future. So I don't know what we're gonna what do we got?
We're going to segue.
Okay, nice.
I guess a smooth segue, but we have been getting our instead of spending our free time nurturing our beautiful Anchor podcast, we have been spending it watching One Piece.
Well, if you think about it, we've actually been watching a lot of stuff other than One Piece, but if you think about it, it's a blessing in disguise. Watching this wide variety of shows gives us the fuel and stuff to utilize in the podcast to make more. Can I get a kachiga?
Am I allowed to say that? Is that...
it's kachiga.
Yeah, anyway, we've been watching a lot of shows. We were trying to get more material to review for the podcast.
Yeah.
And
actually, you can follow us on AnyList if you guys do that.
Can we link that? Is that a possibility?
I don't know if we can link it, but I could just say, my name's... what is my name on there? Vortex?
Yeah, I know mine's Lycrome, but mine's Lycrome and his is Vortex. And you can follow us on AnyList to see what we're keeping up with, what we reveal, what we watch, what we like to see.
I just finished making my profile. It's kind
of
clean.
We have a pretty wide variety of shows we watch. We don't just watch Shonen. We don't just watch Slice of Life. We don't just watch sports. We watch all this stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to branch out more because I feel like I kind of stuck to adventure, action or comedy.
I have branched a little bit more than he has, but not by much.
Vortex, VORTTEXX, and then Lycrome, just capital L, capital C.
Yeah. And we'd like, if you want to follow it, you don't have to. If you want to see just what we're into and what we watch, it's interesting.
We also rate the animes. If you guys want to get some recommendations, we give our honest ratings to how we really felt objectively about it.
And we're not, we don't take our we don't take other people's opinions when viewing our stuff. I've seen a lot of garbage in the anime world. I've watched he's watched more episodes, but I've watched more mini series than he has.
I have that common problem of you finish a show and then you're I should watch a new one. I have this list of stuff I'm planning, but instead of watching it, you just rewatch Naruto. And that has happened three times.
On the website I used to watch is a random button. And I'll just click random and watch the full show, no matter how bad it is. And then I'll put it on my list and give it a review. I skip Fairy Tail. I'm not watching Fairy Tail. If we get enough followers that insist that we watch Fairy Tail, I'll watch Fairy Tail. But I'm not going to watch Fairy Tail on my own. I'm not.
Look at that like this. Before we watched One Piece, we didn't understand because people swore it was the best show ever made. People were saying it's amazing. And we didn't
and
see
I don't
that
letting other people influence.
Yeah, but I was okay, I wanted to give it a try because of how influential it is. It's the biggest anime. And it kind of starts off a little slow, but it just slowly keeps building momentum. And then eventually, by Alabasta, around episode 90 or 100, you're hooked for life.
It's surprisingly good. way better, honestly, than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
And it's
effort put in.
It has solidified its spot as in my top 10, probably as number one, honestly.
My number one too.
I just enjoyed watching it a bunch. And you can see our favorite animes on the website as well, not just what we've seen, but our favorites, our favorite characters, Mm-hmm. We've read a couple mangas, we haven't read a bunch.
I actually completely read Demon Slayer. It was really good. I'm waiting for the movie. I'm actually excited for that.
We also have, we have a lot of stuff we're waiting to review as well. And I think we can do like maybe some episodes just like centered around reviewing.
Yeah, we were thinking, because like we usually do like 40 minute episodes, like 30 to 40. We can always like put in like maybe a 10 minute like segment of just reviewing a different anime, like giving a recommendation, like say like today or something. Like, I don't know if you want to yet, but like we could be saying, oh, like One Punch Man, like the pros, the cons, like the story, like, and just kind of rate it and then see if we recommend it or we don't recommend it. And then, like, you know,
like, yeah, that'd be cool. We could probably start with something, you know, more well known and then go into like some more underground stuff that we just barely, that we can just find.
Because we're so indie and underground, you know, we're hip.
We are super hip. We're like, we're so hip that we shake ourselves to make hula hoops go around and round.
I couldn't come up with the joke to go with that. Okay, so we got the introduction, we got the future. So do you want to do like a recommendation, a review, or like you just want to kind of just keep her going?
We can just do a keeper going. Yeah, all we can just vibe. I mean, it's like our first episode in a while, so I don't see.
Just not a lot of like judgment yet, you know? I'm actually like, every time I look at the website, I feel really happy, but then I also feel guilty because it's like we released two episodes and then didn't release anything for like 7 months, and then we released an episode. Like
looking at a child you've kind of
neglected.
You've raised, not neglected, but you've raised really harshly. So you look at them, they're really successful, but it's like, you kind of abuse them a little bit to get them that success, so you feel a little bit of guilt.
Yeah, you feel happy because like the kid's not like a CEO of a company, but then you have flashbacks to you beating the kid.
Yeah, what?
That's what you were trying to say, right?
I was more like, you know, like no going out, no like.
Oh, strict. Yeah, well, I mean, it goes hand in hand, really.
shout out to all the sheltered kids at home.
Yeah, we make them smile. That is what we do.
Like peanut butter, right? Is that what the joke was?
We make them smile like peanut butter because peanut butter is always smiling.
Yeah, I mean, on the art, like Mr. Peanut's always smiling on like the peanut thing.
The one who died in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, but now there's like Baby Peanut, my favorite character.
That was the best redemption arc.
I don't understand the trends that like where companies did this a while ago, I think, where they just would take their main like a character and just make it a baby, just be more appealing. Yeah, and they did that with Yoda, but they didn't intend for Yoda to be like. Well, it's not Yoda.
Like, it's not like Yoda's the mascot. It's more like because the story took place before. It's not,
yeah, I don't understand why people like. But then like companies were hopping on. It's like, oh my gosh, it's Baby Peanut, Baby Wendy, Baby.
They did that.
I know they did Peanut. I don't know if they did Wendy. I couldn't think of another fast food joint. But I mean, cuteness sells.
It does.
And like it's really, you know,
it's about the in-depth marketing tactics. You really gotta know how to appeal to the clientele. Like us, we look at our catchy when you look at our podcast, what's the first thing you see? You see the beautiful eye-catching profile picture, you know? You see the popping colors vibrant. There's a nice light blue to green gradient. It's so smooth, really soft on the eyes. Purple pop in for Vortex, got the blue light chrome, trash can in the middle, green, W, yellow, M. It's so beautiful.
We actually hired a team of artists to come in.
And you guys know Pablo Picasso? He actually came back from the grave. Just Mr. Picasso. He was like, five stars. I am so proud.
Yeah, we had Da Vinci come back too. Him and Picasso actually dual made it. Picasso made half, and Da Vinci made the other half. And they were like, you know what, Christian, Adam, we love you so much. We're just going to give it to you for free. And
we're like, oh, guys, come on.
Us? Do we? We? Well, how sweet of you.
And Boss sucks.
We like it.
It took me 2 hours in paint.
Did it but,
2 hours?
It took like 20 minutes.
20? I don't see that going anywhere over five. But you know, simplicity, sometimes less is more.
It's hard to make gradients in paint, okay? Like,
I don't know why you didn't just use Photoshop or something, but no, you had to make five triangles and compress them and stretch them.
Look. it's whatever. Look, my art skills, they're going to the next level. Da Vinci still said it was cool, though. Anyway, How did we get to here? From marketing?
Yeah.
Speaking of marketing, if you want to tell your friends about the Waste Management Podcast, I know we've been saying a bunch.
Because we're, right now we're trying to expand. We're trying to take over a small country and absorb their military and then conquest.
You know, tomorrow, Brazil might not exist anymore. They'll be called the Waste Management. Oh,
I was thinking more like Monaco or like Taiwan or something.
Uganda.
Yeah, actually, I don't know. I don't really know the.
We can take over Russia, right? Do you think we can get Russian government, we're just playing, you know, we don't actually want to take over Russia. We're just hanging out.
Mifan, Zuzuzum, Zuzuzum. That's a Russian cereal commercial.
Really?
It's like on TikTok right now.
I also had some more ideas. If the audience be into this, if we would go through and we could do Discord server reviews, or we just go in and see like different Discord servers and how like the people on their act and stuff. I thought that'd be interesting. I saw an idea for that once where
I'm not really wrapping my head around this.
Well, I can't really explain it. You know,
we join a Discord like server and then we just like go through it and see like.
Well, yeah, we can see like.
I feel like that would be more like after we have a little more credibility, you know.
Our credibility is very. We are very ability. We're creditable. We have a lot of ability, so don't worry.
But not a liability. But we have
We have eligibility, credibility, malleability. We can
sustainability.
I don't know if we have that yet.
Yeah.
Ability. Ability, humility. Humility.
We have humility,
but we have humility.
Yeah, we do.
We will write letters to all of our first 10 viewers.
We will do that. I am with that. We can even call them. Be like, yo, what's up? And they'll be like, hey, yo, what's good? And I'll be like, what's the bread in the oven?
Hey, so. if anybody's using this as like a background while they're playing a game right now, you're cool. I'm just saying that like right now. If you're playing like Minecraft.
That's what I do with podcasts. I'll play like Minecraft survival mode and I'll just have it rolling in the back.
I know some of these people are going to be like, what the heck are these two talking about? Wow. I thought I clicked an anime review podcast or like a review
shenanigans. We're versatile. You know, we'd like to spread the demographic around. You know, we'll talk about all different things.
We have got to stop talking about spreading. Like,
okay. I'm just trying to expand.
Anyway.
Do you think anybody watches the podcast? Because like on Breaker, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, because I've never heard of these.
Dude, podcasts? I don't know if they're like new wave or they're like old wave, but just like kind of trending.
I think it's like old wave that's trending now, mostly because a lot of people are getting into it because of quarantine. They have a lot of time to themselves.
Well, if they want to like, you know, if they're working out right now and they got their AirPods in while they're running on like a treadmill and listening to us.
You got this. If you're working out right now, you've got.
Don't stop. The hardest commitment.
Yeah. Because push it to the limit.
Are we allowed to sing?
We can't get copyrighted. We're not selling anything. We don't make money off this.
Oh, sweet.
Push it to the limit.
Honestly, this is. I don't think I've ever seen that, no.
It's the one jump roping Disney movie.
Oh, dude, Disney had like so many like fire movies back in the day.
Dude, they fell off.
What was that one movie with the girl from Kickin' It was the main character, but she had to like...
Girl versus like, Monster?
Yeah, I think it was that. And they had that on Disney, Scaretober. Or
Monstober, come on. Monstober.
Dude,
I think I got that so fast.
Monstober, bro.
Okay,
it was
Monstober was different, though. Monstober was like... That whole season from like October to December was like the best part of the year as a kid. Let's move back into some childhood nostalgia. Because you know what I mean? Like, it would start off with Halloween. Back when I lived in Pennsylvania, especially, it was like the weather would get like it gets cool like where we are now, but like back in Pennsylvania, like it would get cold. Like leaves would actually start turning orange and fall. We'd make leaf piles. We'd jump in, you know. We'd be playing like kickball, going on our bikes around, and like the house would smell like pumpkins. And then it would like slowly move into November, Thanksgiving. You know, we'd get a turkey. We'd watch the parade, and like it would be cold and like red, orange, and brown outside, but like it was sunny. It was like that sunny, beautiful, cool. Yeah. It was like golden brown outside.
Oh my gosh. See, I don't think I've ever experienced like stuff like that in a while. I mean, most times on Halloween, it's been like fall and it's usually been like cold, but it's like Halloween was such a different time.
Have you heard about what people are saying about Halloween? They're saying now the kids, because of the corona, like you sit in your driveway and then cars drive around the neighborhood and hand you candy. So it's like reversed.
Wait, reverse Halloween?
So like, yeah, you stand on your driveway. So like you're like social distancing and you hold out your bag and then a car would drive by, drop candy. And then...
So if they had like a car and so what you're telling me is that drive-bys will be a lot easier on Halloween.
That's what I told my mom. She was like, "That's it sounds so cool." And I'm like, well, what if they just drop drugs in the kid's bag? She's like, no, no.
I mean, you're telling me somebody isn't going to like pull up with like a gun?
No.
This, like candy and just like blast.
This is what's going to happen. There's going to be like an 8-year-old kid who's like, mom, I can stand here by myself. I'm a big boy now. She's like, okay, sweetie, I believe in you. And the kid just gets yoinked. Like thrown in the Honda Odyssey and like taken to like Amarillo
to be sold on the slave trade,
which there, we do I not know. Condone. Just saying, don't cancel us. We don't condone it. This wasn't a joke. It was just a simple illusion or future illusion. Not that it's gonna happen to anyone. Hopefully. Yeah. I mean, if it does, not.
Have you seen all stuff about like slave, like child slavery,
Wayfair and,
like, coming to work? Like yeah, Wayfair, Pizzagate.
Dude, like okay. I'm scared about Pizzagate because two things. First off, everything we know is fake. Second off, I don't want to get like targeted by the CIA. Like I'm looking out my window right now as we talk. Like I like to look out at the skyline while we talk. You know, it really helps. I don't want to see like a plane go.
You saw like an airplane outside your window when you text me like, yeah. Christian, there's a UAV.
They found us. I don't know. Well, we live near an airfield, so I guess that's okay. But like, you know,
it's still a little scary.
If I see a black helicopter fly by, I'm gonna get scared.
It's scary to think that like there's a bunch of people that just like get stripped away of their whole life because they just got kidnapped or they're getting like, you know, used on like, a dark market.
Yeah, the thing I hate the most is like misinformation though, because like sometimes like it goes both ways, you know. When people just like they'll say like, oh, Walmart actually sells 3-year-olds inside of the pumpkin pie, and then like someone will repost it, and next thing you know, Walmart's getting sued.
I don't get like there's a lot less like searches for context and credibility in like the modern age of social media. People just assume that like since that there's like a bad thing happening, they're so scared that they just want it to like the thought or the risk of and the fear just to go away, so they just report it.
You know what I noticed? Nobody ever like people worry about credibility sometimes if it's scary, but if it's positive, no one worries. Like what if it's like a dog with 3 legs gets a prosthetic leg? Does anybody look up credibility? No. Why?
What if the dog was actually getting abused? Have you seen those videos that were like the dog will like walk on its hind legs? It's like those Asian videos where the dog's like walking like a little girl. You know how much abuse those dogs have to go through to get like to be trained like that? They have to be. I saw a video where they had a dog and every time the dog like stood on all 4 legs, they'd get beat with a shoe until they would just stand up upright. And it made me feel really bad. Sorry for anyone in our audience who feels bad now. I just thought I'd share the. We don't.
We did it. We need to go to a happier place. We need to go on a brighter
place. Happier place. What is
so? What?
Sunshine.
Rack-a-lack.
Anyway, sunshine, cloudy with a chance of meatballs. That movie is so.
Watch it in Spanish.
Dude, cloudy with a chance of meatballs is a like. It's not amazing, but it's like it's a classic.
It is a classic.
It's a classic.
I watched it in theaters.
Dude, when they went for the first time, I'll tell you.
To this day.
Oh my gosh, dude! I would want a burger that fell from the sky. I definitely would eat that, unless it came out of like an airplane.
It had bacon. I found the old list for for podcast topics.
Corona. We did not.
This was from January, and it said coronavirus.
We did not know about it.
January.
Yeah, we did not start that. Just in case.
I'm not a Chinese spy.
Anyway, so what did your corona list say?
It just says coronavirus. That's it. I think we already talked about it. We said like our favorite intro anime. You said One Punch Man. I said Full Metal. Yeah.
Oh, a long time ago. Yeah, we were talking about how coronavirus could probably destroy the world.
I could probably go back in one of our episodes. We probably said that.
I am actually genuinely surprised on how the first week of coronavirus, there was like 0 cases. People were like locked up. But now that there's like a bunch of cases, people are just out and about living their lives like normal, just with masks.
Basically, people got tired. They're like, you know what? I don't care at this point. If I die, I die. Whoop, let's go party.
I don't understand those people that won't wear masks.
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously, yeah, it is hard to breathe with it on, but sometimes you got to make sacrifices, you know, for the greater
good. And, like, I never understood people that would, like, if you don't want to wear a mask, you're vibing. But don't go to other people and, like, rip masks off their faces.
Is that actually happening?
Yeah, I've seen people do that before. And they, like, they have, like, these protests where it's, like, stop wearing masks. If you want to walk through here, you got to take your mask off.
Where is that? Like, Florida?
I don't know. My mom sent me a whole video about it.
Facebook?
It's probably Facebook.
That sounds like Facebook mom propaganda.
My mom... She's not like that, but she loves looking at all that stuff, and she'll send it to me just for a quick laugh or something. But I don't understand. Because, like, masks are just for people to feel safe, you know? So they know that, like, a disease, they're less likely to get the spread or, like, give it if they have it, you know? It's just better to have it.
Okay, let's move away from... how was Paper Mario? You beat it recently, right?
100%. Paper Mario, the new one that just came out?
Yeah. Start a move to a... You know,
bounce topics. This is like there's no
call me
there's no organization. We just keep bouncing. I didn't play Paper Mario, the new one that just came out for the Switch.
1 out of 10, like just
quick. Out of 10, I think I would give it either it's a 7 or an 8. If I could give it, like, I think I'm leaning towards 7 more than 8.
Is it? You said it was your third favorite Paper Mario.
It's third or fourth. I still don't know which one I like more between this. So my, like, ranking of the Paper Mario series, I like the Thousand Year Door the most.
Is it the GameCube? That's
the GameCube one.
Okay.
And then I like Super Paper Mario second.
Is that also – that's the Wii?
That's the Wii one.
Okay.
And then I'm debating between putting the new one, the Origami King, or the original Paper Mario for the Nintendo 64.
Really? Is that good?
I like the new one. I like the one for Nintendo 64. I just feel that, like...
The nostalgia.
I think I'm trying not to use nostalgia. Like, I'm trying to think, like...
Objectively.
I'm trying to think objectively, but I don't have a connection to the 64 one as I do the other two.
Did you ever have a Nintendo 64, or was it, like, at a friend's house?
I had it on the Wii. I used, like, the virtual console thing for the Wii.
Okay.
And I played it on there, and it was still, like, amazing. Like, I'm, you know, it was like it's like really good. It's just, I don't know. It just, if it had a remaster though, I probably would like it more.
The
graphics feel dated. That's probably the only problem I have with it.
Where is, like, the Paper Mario series, like, on your list? Like, is it, like, your favorite games of all time, or is it, like,
not my favorite, but middle? Like, I feel like I wouldn't. I feel like I honestly can't live without them now. Like, I just love them so much. I think my favorite game series would go to 3D Mario. Like, just like,
you know, personally, I would play it if it was a Paper Luigi game or something. You know,
no, they actually in Paper Mario 2, the Thousand Year Door, they actually alluded to Luigi, to Paper Luigi, and then in Super Paper Mario, you can play as Luigi.
That was like the main character, or like a side.
Not the main character. He's like a side character, but he has like. See?
They always clown my boy Luigi. They don't want to make him a main character. Said so Luigi's Mansion.
In the new game, I think the new game has a lot of problems, like the regular combat system not having any benefits besides coins is just a main problem they've had for the past couple installments. But I think the world building in the new game is much better, because Thousand Year Door and the original Paper Mario. Most of the worlds are just like linear paths the whole time. Like, they just went left and right and up and down. But, like, this one felt like a world you were pretty much exploring. And it didn't have a level-based system. It more had, like, a world that was connected and stuff. And you could, like, you could collect treasures. You could get toads. It was more of a collect-a-thon with a story rather than, like, a story-driven game, which was fine.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I prefer.
I think the writing was really good on this one. They always do such good writing for these games. I think there were like really good fun. There's like funny jokes. Ironically, for the Paper Mario games, they have a lot more like jokes you wouldn't really understand unless you were like older. Like, they had a joke about tax returns, literally.
Is that what you keep talking about? Because you keep bringing up tax returns, like, for no reason.
That's because, look. No, they actually, that's just an example.
No, but, I know, like, you keep saying tax returns, like, every time we talk.
It's because I'm scared of doing taxes.
Why? It's not that bad.
any way, the humor is a lot more like for older people, but like still the writing is good. You could still have fun with it if you were a kid. And I think the worlds and like the aesthetic is beautiful. The whole world literally feels like it's made of paper, and they actually like the paper aesthetic goes with the story rather than like in the older games where it was just a paper aesthetic because it was a Paper Mario game. Like the aesthetic actually feels like it goes with the story now. Mm-hmm. And I think that's cool.
I saw a couple clips of Origami King. It looked good, like the graphics.
It looks really good. The writing's good. The worlds, like they're all inspired. The music is pretty good. It's nothing like to write home about, but it still sounds good. The worlds are really like more inspired than just like, because you know Mario usually has like grassland, desert, jungle, ice. You know,
yeah, it's like forest. The same like copy paste.
But in Origami King, they had the worlds where like, oh, there's a mountain you climb. The second one was an autumn mountain, which led into a ninja themed like theme park. Then the third world, I think, was the desert, which you go into a hotel run by like Sniffits. I'm pretty sure that's what they're called.
Smoothies.
And then the fourth world was like a it's like a sailor thing where you sail between the islands and then go to a sky tower. And then the fifth world was a spa that was in heaven. So it's like, it was pretty cool. I mean, the worlds are awesome. The game is still like not the best one. I don't think they're going to top Thousand Year Door in a while. The worst Paper Mario game, though, is definitely
the DS
Sticker
one?
Sticker Star.
Is that the 3DS?
That's the 3DS one. Which is sad because like I actually had fun playing it when I was a kid, but then like I replayed it.
Well, everything
and I was like,
wow, as a kid is pretty much fun, you know?
Wow, this is like, it was just, it felt boring. It was confusing at times. Like I kept getting lost because like there's like no indication of like what you're supposed to do.
Alright, I think we should start moving towards closing because we're reaching like 33 minutes. You know, I'm trying to keep these episodes kind of short.
I really ran Paper Mario for like 12 minutes. Oh my god,
it's okay. I mean, we're talking. You know, we're just chilling. That's the whole point of this podcast. Just me, you, and whoever's listening. We're just sitting down and chilling.
Yeah. I mean, that's usually what we do anyway. But closing statements, let's do some of those.
Okay. It's in the back of my head. I was trying to keep, because I'm trying to focus on the conversation, but also what I was going to say. Well, first off, just like a big thank you for like, you know, the 147 people. Like, we didn't get to do like each milestone, but like, you know, here's like a little whee!
We will
have a party soundboard.
I mean, I know I was joking earlier, but we might send like the first 10 viewers a letter or something. I don't know. Maybe the first 5. I don't know if we just, you know.
Yeah. But we will be seeing like whether we make like a Twitter or something where you could give like direct feedback or just a Discord. I don't know what would be the. I feel like we should make both and then see which one gets the most like people in it, you know?
I think the Twitter one would be easier, but we can do the Discord one too if you want to.
Yeah, because then we could just chill in the Discord and then people could join and then it's like, we'll tell them when we're recording, when we're uploading, and like they could just give ideas and stuff and it could be general chat.
If they want to, yeah.
And so then people could like get together and just meet new friends and then you could make like voice chats and, you know, maybe some like Fridays or something, watch a movie together, watch like an anime episode. I saw that. There was like a Discord server. They were watching Promised Neverland on Friday.
Like, that sounds actually cool.
Yeah, because then you just stream it, and then we'll just sit and watch.
Yeah, we watch like every show, so we're only gonna get to see the new stuff. But we'll keep watching stuff.
They mute everybody while it's playing, and then after they talk about it.
That seems healthy. That seems really good.
Yeah, because I mean, we'll do like 10 people.
If we get enough like people to watch it with, we'll just, you know, do it for fun.
Also, if you have like one or two people, you know, that's a closer bond. You know, it's like just watching a show together.
Exactly. We're just here to make friends, honestly. We're not here for, like...
Make friends, build a community, get to know everyone, just enjoy life.
Have a hobby.
Yeah, that too. We really... You know, I recommend you guys also get a hobby. You know, keep your mind from going insane of just doing nothing for months.
Learn how to crochet.
You want to learn how to crochet? If you're
listening, no, I don't want to. But if somebody is listening here and you're, like, thinking, like, if you're on the fence about learning how to crochet, just go ahead and do it. Go learn to crochet. Trust me.
Yeah, you can make the little Angry Bird pigs.
Like, let this moment be the moment that lets you know.
Let this moment be the moment to do whatever you want to do. Whatever you've been planning on doing for like the past month or week that you said you were going to do, but you never did, just do it.
You're planning to revamp the bathroom, haven't you? You should just go do it. Yeah. Trust me.
You want to go make a Japanese Zen garden in your backyard? Do it.
You want to go buy a dog? Do it.
You want to support Wayfair and buy 8-year-old kids on there? Don't do that.
Do not do that. But don't be racist. Don't do Wayfair. Don't do drugs. Stay in school. What else? What other good messages are there? If you're feeling lonely, you can call us.
If it's brown, lie down. If it's black, fight back. That's a little motto to remember for fighting a bear.
I thought you were going to be like, if it's brown, flush it down. If it's yellow, let it mellow. That's how you save money in your water bill.
Okay, well, thank you guys, and
thank you very much, guys, for tuning into the Waste Management Podcast. This has been Christian and Adam, and we will see you next time.
We don't know when we're uploading next. We're not going to say anything, but see you next time.
Love you.